Sweet nothings are everything. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Sweet nothings are everything. We are always able to say sweet nothings to our pets, to our beloved, to everyone in our world, because we love them. Because we love them, we can say sweet nothings to everyone in our world because we love them. We love them without expecting anything back. We just say to our dog, I love you, and give him a big hug and give him a big snuggle and then go on our way. We say to our kittens, oh, you are so wonderful. And they sort of wind in and out of your legs. They just accept. They don't expect you to pet them. They don't expect you to do anything. They may stay around so that you do pet them. But when you say, I love you, to your dog or to your cat or to your wife or husband or children or to your friends, what you're saying is, I am a very happy person. I am a very content person. I am at peace with the world. I am mostly at peace with myself. I am a very happy being. Now, sweet nothings are everything because what they do, they mean what we are going on inside ourselves. They tell the world what we are thinking. They tell the world what we are feeling. They tell the world. Now, why should we ever want to tell the world anything? What difference does it make to us what the world thinks about us? What difference does it make to us what the world thinks about us? Well, the world is merely a barometer. It's a barometer of who and what we are. When we like ourselves, you can be sure the world is a very wonderful world. Everything in the world is beautiful. Everybody in the world is beautiful. All things that go on in the world are supportive and wonderful and fantastic and glorious. Oh, yes, they are. They really are. Because the world is indeed our mirror. It shines back to us what we shine out of ourselves. We cannot blame another being on the face of the earth for the type of life that we are experiencing, for the type of world that we are experiencing, for the type of world that we are experiencing is the world that we have inside of us. Now, how can we make the world inside of us a little nicer, a little more beautiful, a little more wonderful? How can we do that? How can we make the world inside of us the special world that it is? We make the world inside of us the special world that it is by deciding that we are going to 100 zillion billion trillion times a day say, I like me. Oh, come on now. Whoever's heard of such nonsense? We're going to say every single moment that we take a breath, I like me. With every breath we breathe, we say, I like me. With every exhale we make, we say, I like me. And with every look we have at ourselves and our world, we say, I like me. Now, that's a sweet nothing, and it's everything. When you say, I like me, what you're saying is that you are a good creator. You like yourself as the creator that you are of the world that you have in you and around you. When you say, I like me, you say, I am a good creator. I created my body whole and perfect. I created every organ, action, and function of my body to do exactly what it does in its ideal way. I created all of the foods that I eat, all the air that I breathe, all the water that I drink. I create everything that goes in and out of my body. Now, that's not enough. Because my eyes take in what I see around me. And if I am good inside of myself, my eyes will see around me good and beautiful things. Oh, sweet nothings are everything. When I say sweet, lovable things to my world, oh, world, you're a great world. Well, you say it to your dog, you know. I say it to my pup. I say, Rex, you're a good boy. And he looks up at me and smiles, and he says, you're right, Dad. You're right, Dad. I am a good boy. I am a nice guy. I am so loved. Everybody loves me. I am a lovable dog. Everybody loves me. I'm a golden retriever that just people love, 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 love. Oh, my goodness sakes. That's true. It's true. Now, why does the golden retriever always have the reputation of being a lovable dog, of being a dog you want to love and pet? Because he knows how to receive love, and he knows how to give it. He doesn't need it. Oh, he puts his head in your lap. Oh, he lays on your feet, and he lets you know that you're very precious to him, and he wants to be near you because he likes you. But now, why does he like you? He likes you because you like yourself. When I like myself, Rex always wants to come over and be part of it. And when I like Rex, he knows that I'm shining it out. And when I take one of the other pets and I hold them in my lap and I hug them and snuggle them, Rex comes over and says, that's fine, Dad. I always get my turn. You're always there for me. He's not worried. He doesn't think that there's only a little bit of love to go around. He knows. He gives me sweet nothings all the time. He sits there and he'll lick my foot for a moment, and then he'll just lay his head on my foot and quietly abide there. Sweet nothings are everything. Have you ever had your wife or your husband sit next to you and sort of snuggle in just a little bit? Not too much. Not possessing you, not taking your world and saying that it's their world. Just saying they are so happy to be part of your world. They snuggle in just gently. Not as though they want to ride over you and manipulate you, but just gently. Just like your pet gently loves you. When you see your pet gently loving you, then you know you're doing everything right. Your sweet nothings are being heard and being appreciated. When your pet tries to manipulate you and control you and get off on doing his own thing, then you know he doesn't know that he's loved. When you love your pet, he will do anything for you. He will walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll be with you. He wants to be with you. He wants to be with you. Oh, yes. Sweet nothings mean a lot. I'm walking my meditation path, and I have Rex walking with me, and I don't see him for a moment. I'll say, Rex, I love you, under my voice, in my quiet self. Rex, I love you. Come walk with me now. I love you. And then I say for myself, do whatever you want to do. And when I give that do whatever you want to do attitude, I release him to make his own choice. And his choice is to be near me. Yes, sweet nothings are everything. When I say to my children, you're fantastic, you're glorious, those are sweet nothings, and yet they're everything. I say to my children, wow, you did good in school. You're doing so well. I'm so proud of you. And they say, well, I could have done better. You did very well. Appreciate what you've done. Appreciate the fact that you did very well. And everything you did was good. and I appreciate what you're doing. Don't say, you will do better, you can do better, you're fantastic, because when you do that, you're not appreciating what the now is providing for you. The sweet nothings are everything, and give them now. Say to your son or daughter, or say to your family, you are wonderful. I just delight to be in your presence. When I'm around you, I am fantastic. You say, you're my special one. But I got a lot of special ones, and boy, do I love them. Don't say, I own only you, or you own only me. We're special to each other, because we are ones who give sweet nothings to each other. Hey, Dad, I'm home. And then off they go. They just wanted to let you know that they recognize that you're there, and they wanted you to recognize that they're there, and they're off to do their own thing. They don't need to be sitting in your presence. They don't need to be lying on your foot like your dog does. Your dog doesn't need it either, but he just shares his love that way. Sweet nothings are everything. They're the way we demonstrate to ourselves and to our world just how wonderful the world is and how wonderful we are. Everyone can and does give sweet nothings all the time. Everyone can and does share their love when they are happy within themselves. The more a person shares their love, the happier they are within themselves. The more a person expresses outwardly just how magnificent the world is, the more you can understand how magnificent the world is within them, how fabulous it is within them, how glorious it is within them. Now, is this who we are? Is this what we are? Is this what makes our world go round? And it certainly is. It's what makes our world go round, and our world is wonderful. Are you able to truly enjoy all the happiness that the world is and that you are? Only when you say, I like me. Because unless you say, I like me, to yourself, you don't realize how nice you are. You don't realize how wonderful the world is. You don't realize what a joyous place you are living in. Unless you're a sweet nothinger, unless you're a person who says sweet nothings to yourself and to your world, you don't really appreciate what you got. Because you just don't know how to enjoy everything from the very depth of your heart and soul. When my dog comes up and looks at me and turns on those big brown eyes and says, Dad, are there any more treats on the table for me? You know, and I put the bottom of my hand to him, and I say, that's it. That's all that it is. And then he goes off and sits down because he knows he's communicated with me. He knows that my sweet nothing to him is the back of my hand, and I say, the palm of my hand. I say, no, that's all. That's all. And he says, okay. He communicated, I communicated. Now, getting what we want isn't always the communication, but just sharing who we are, sharing the joy of our heart, the love of our being, the magnificence of our soul. Yes, these are the sweet nothings that are everything. And you say, the sweet nothings of my soul, my goodness, that must be pretty fantastic. That must be pretty glorious. Yes, it is. It's pretty glorious. I live my life with unconditional love. I do not seek to love anybody for any reason. I do not seek to want people to do things in my life because I want to manipulate them. I do not go around telling people how I want them to act. Oh, I will, as a sharer and a teacher, go around pressing buttons. And as I go around pressing buttons, people think that I'm angry or I'm upset or I'm this or that. And when they come to realize it, it's them that's being upset and I'm being their mirror. But I know I'm being their mirror, and I'm being their mirror to show them how unnecessary it is to outpicture anything other than beauty, harmony, love, unconditional love with no judgment, no conditions whatsoever. And when I do that, then I'm saying sweet nothings. Oh, yes, those are sweet nothings, because you look at me and you say, I can't talk like that. That's a terrible way to talk. I can't do that. And you begin to look, hey, maybe that's what I've been doing. Maybe that's how I've been acting. Maybe he's a reflection of me. But you see, here at the Absolute Monastery, I am the reflection of everyone. I am the reflection of their happiness, their sadness, their joy, their sorrow. I'm the reflection of everything. And it doesn't offend me. It doesn't affect me. I'm just here as a tool. But in my personal life, in my private life, in my world where I teach no one except to live myself who I am and what I am, my life is so joyous and so filled with love, so filled with peace. It's like the moments I have with my pets. The moments I have with my pets, I am just one with them. I can take a pet in my arms, like little love, my mini, Ellen's mini pin, and I have to take him in my arms, and I'll snuggle him, and he says, oh, this is great. This is great. And then Dr. Sam, he just went through a little bit of a problem, the big old gray cat, and I snuggle him in my arms, and he likes that very much, and he feels very content. And I say, you know exactly how to do everything. I reconfirm in him that he is an ideal cat, that he knows exactly how to heal himself, to work with himself, and he does. Now, could he do that if I did not confirm it in him? Oh, yes. Does he do that when I am not around to confirm those things in him? Yes, he does. Do I reconfirm in him the fact that he is a fantastic cat, that he's a gentle, loving cat, that he is indeed Dr. Sam, and he is indeed a glorious being? And does he shine forth out of his big, beautiful eyes? Does he shine forth out of his languorous body, just sort of folds with every touch and just melds with every action of your being? Yes, he does. Sweet nothings are the most important things that we can ever do. Sweet nothings are everything. They are how we express ourselves. They are how we live our life. They are how we show to the world what we think of ourselves. You think sweet nothings are trying to say to somebody else what you think of them, and it does that too. But it tells us and the world what we think of ourselves. You see this big, burly man who you think is a tough, tough, tough guy, but he's tough and oh so gentle. And he speaks to his beloved, his wife and family and his world in gentle terms, but he can do anything. He is totally in charge, but you're not worried about him. You're not upset with him. He may be tough, but he is good in every way. He is goodness personified, and he shines that out. I am goodness personified, and I shine that out. And you are goodness, and you shine it out. And how wonderful that is. Go through your life every single day. Shine out how loving, how wonderful you are. And as you do that, realize that all the world is eager to shine back to us exactly what we shine out. And if I look out at the world and say, "You're wonderful," the world shines back and says to me, "You're wonderful." Sweet nothings are everything. Give your sweet nothings today and watch them multiply and be something to play with in everything you do. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. And know, you can be sure, I like me. I like me. Oh, I like me. Thank you.